Carney on Kudlow, We Need a National Inflation Day Protest This June. By Rebecca Mansour on April 22, 2024. The decades-long success of Earth Day protests in motivating political action on environmental issues has inspired Breitbart Economics Senator John Carney to call for a National Inflation Day protest this June to demand policy change on the most pressing issue for Americans. Carney floated his idea during an interview with Fox Business host Larry Kudlow on Monday, which also happened to be Earth Day. Despite President Biden's policy focus on climate change, recent polling shows that Americans are far more concerned about inflation, Carney explained. Americans don't care about climate change, Carney told Kudlow. It's something that they're being told will happen 50 to 100 years from now by any realistic measure. But inflation is the issue they're facing right now. The border crisis is the issue they're facing right now. Tonight, on Breitbart Business Digest, I'm going to call for a National Inflation Day, Carney said. Earth Day, that's in the past. It started in 1970. Everybody knows about that. They even celebrate it in schools. We need an Inflation Day. Inflation is something we can affect with policy. The American people need to stand up and turn out. I say we have it in June. That's when we had inflation peak under Biden. And we can all get together and say every June, no more inflation. National Inflation Day, let's bring it on. In Monday's Earth Day edition of Breitbart Business Digest, Carney wrote. In a bizarre turn, the establishment media often refers to inflation as if it were something akin to a natural phenomenon for which politicians are blameless, while climate change is treated as a pressing problem that needs to be addressed by policy. So, now inflation is weather and climate is policy? Perhaps if we started an Inflation Day movement, more attention could be drawn to the fact that rising price levels are the results of public policy choices. Today's climate change alarmist agenda is a recipe for escalating prices. Restricting fossil fuel production, pushing expensive electric vehicles, limiting energy-consuming economic output, and lavishing green businesses with deficit-funded subsidies and giveaways are inflationary policies. Sometimes this is even explicit, as when climate activists argue for various taxes to make energy consumption pricier. It's not a coincidence that our most climate radical president has overseen the worst inflation in four decades. Beat inflation peaked in June 2022. So, it's not too late to pick a date in June as Inflation Day, a national day of protest against Biden's inflation. Kudlow highlighted the recent Gallup poll, which Carney also cited in his Earth Day Breitbart Business Digest, showing that 79% of Americans say they are worried about inflation, with 55% saying they worry a great deal about it. This dwarfs the 37% who say they worry a great deal about the environment. This is a big problem for the Democrats, Carney said. Because the issues that Joe Biden wants to campaign on, we saw him today, he wants to campaign on the Green New Deal. But Americans are rejecting that. They say, look, we need to do something about inflation. And his proposals are all inflationary. If you crack down on fossil fuels, it drives prices up. If you pour money into demand for these Chinese solar panels, that's going to drive inflation up. Everything he's doing is inflationary. And that's the number one issue that Americans want him to not do, don't drive prices up further. Kudlow also asked Carney about comments made last week by the International Monetary Fund's managing director Kristalina Georgieva, who acknowledged that abundant labor coming across the border will reduce the wages of American workers. Now this is the IMF, Kudlow said. I mean, they have a million economists there. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. But it's a very establishment operation. And they're saying what a lot of people are saying, that the open borders have damaged real wages, taken jobs away from native-born Americans. For decades, we were told no, no, no. Immigrants are not competing with natives for wages. But now that we have an inflation problem, they're saying immigrants will solve the inflation problem, and that's wrong, Carney said. I don't believe inflation is caused by workers being paid too much, he continued. I don't believe it's because Americans are living too well. I think it's because the government is living too well. I stole that quote from Ronald Reagan. That's who said it first, and it's still true today. It's not because wages are too high. It's not because workers are getting paid too much. It's because Joe Biden is running deficits at World War II level deficits. At financial crisis level deficits, when we're not in a crisis. We have very little unemployment today. We shouldn't be running those kinds of deficits. So, when they finally are admitting that all of these immigrants are hurting native wages, yes, of course, they are, Carney concluded.